proclamation number 8745 dated the February 5th, 1964. The soul's fate after death varies. I am present with you myself when you hear my word, and my presence is to fill you with light and strength because I am the primary source of light and strength myself. The fact that you do not feel it in a purely physical way cannot be helped for your own sakes, since my permeation of light would destroy your weak body if I did not just impart it to the soul, which is already able to tolerate a greater measure of light and strength and is happy in this state. Hence you have to believe this, for I cannot provide you with any other evidence but for the fact that you hear my word and that this word also has to make your soul very happy. It demonstrates my direct contact after all. For my word is strength and light, and this is what you hold on to. It cannot vanish anymore. It is the obvious sign of my presence which continues to please you even if you detach yourselves from this heartfelt bond by complying with the world and its requirements again. But you have an abundance of light and strength and are able to resist all temptations by the world. You constantly look into my direction. And you will no longer leave me, just as I will not let go of you, who have become my own through your heartfelt bond with me. And time and again I want to delight you anew by initiating you into profound secrets, into knowledge which only I am able to impart to you, because it touches on spiritual areas which are still locked to you as human beings as long as I myself don't open them for you. And such knowledge will always please you and demonstrate my boundless love for you. The transition from earthly existence into the spiritual realm entirely corresponds to a person's state of maturity and varies considerably. A still imperfectly shaped soul possessing little love usually does not know that it is physically dead. It still moves within the same environment and just can't quite understand itself. For it keeps coming across obstacles arising from the fact that it still believes that it is alive and yet it is neither listened to nor able to do the things it used to do on earth. And such souls are also in darkness which, corresponding to their low degree of love, is impenetrable or occasionally changes into a faint state of twilight. A soul like that is not blessed, it wanders about. It clings to similarly natured souls on earth. It tries to impose its thoughts on them and resists all beings wishing to improve its position, which can last, or even get worse, as long as it does not withdraw and reflect on its state. If, however, a soul departs from earth which had not lived a bad way of life, which even had acquired small merits through deeds of love but had little will to believe and failed to find me in Jesus on earth, it will also be frequently unaware that it is no longer physically alive on earth. It will walk through vast deserted regions, admittedly in a slight twilight yet unable to perceive anything. It will meet no other beings and be alone with its thoughts. And it will still dwell on many worldly thoughts, hanker after many different things and grieve its lack of possessions, which it is unable to understand and thus believes that it was placed into barren stretches of land as a result of disasters or by people with ill intentions, and will then keep looking for ways out. And it is possible that it will wander through such areas for an infinitely long time until, due to the bleakness, it will gradually change its way of thinking and subsequently also meet similarly minded beings, which will then signify a small ascent. As soon as it is able to communicate with others, it will be possible to instruct such souls, for they are usually approached by beings of light under the same cover in order to help them become aware of themselves. And then these souls will also gradually start their ascent. And a soul which leaves its earthly body having recognized me on earth, having lived a life of love, believing in me in Jesus and is thus redeemed from its original sin, will enter the kingdom of light. That is, it will find itself in a delightful region where it will feel profoundly happy, where it will be met by beings which, like itself, are permeated by light. It will meet its loved ones again. It will have discarded all earthly heaviness. It will be able to move itself to wherever it desires to be, wherever it wants to stay. It will experience the kind of bliss it had no idea of on earth. It will come aglow with burning love for me, who prepares such splendors for you. It will also recognize in a flash what it didn't know before, be it awareness of profound wisdom, be it the spiritual sphere which cannot even remotely be described to you on earth. Overflowing with love, it will turn towards the beings requiring its help, be it on earth or also in the kingdom of the beyond. It will want to serve me in utter devotion and unite with equally mature beings for greatest activation of strength in order to tackle rescue missions which necessitate immense power. The transition from earth into the spiritual kingdom is but an awakening from a hitherto dead state into life for these souls. For now that it has attained true life, it considers the state as a human being merely as the state of death. And with an abundance of merciful love it will devote itself to the still dead in order to help them come alive as well. For, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, the things which I have prepared for those who love me. Single quote. If only you humans on earth were able to get at an idea of what fate might await you on the other side, you would truly strive to create this fate for yourselves. Yet this knowledge cannot be given to you in advance. It can certainly be presented to you, but as long as you have no evidence of it, the knowledge will mean too little to you as to make serious use of it. Nevertheless, it is extremely wonderful for a soul if it is able to immediately exchange its life on earth after death with the spiritual kingdom. If it no longer has to go through the difficult process of maturing in the beyond, for this can often necessitate an infinitely long time if it does not receive loving intercession on part of people, and again, only those will experience this intercession if loving thoughts follow them, and this will only ever be gained by the person who has carried out labors of love himself. In the cases further development will proceed more easily, and the longing to meet his loved ones again can also be a great incentive, just as every instructing spiritual friend will help him to reach maturity faster, if his instructions are accepted by the soul. But as long as you humans live on earth, you will be unable to form an accurate concept. Just as the various spheres in which the souls will be able to stay can only vaguely be described to you. And every human being should be grateful for all kinds of ailments and afflictions, which will guaranteed lead to a better fate for the soul, irrespective of its nature, than if it would depart from earth without suffering, providing its degree of love and faith do not assure the soul the kingdom of light. Yet the majority of people are without love and faith in Jesus Christ. And their transition from life to death will not be a pleasant one, for they will meet on the other side what they had pursued on earth. The longing for the earthly world will still be excessive in worldly people and yet no longer be fulfilled. In its elusive existence, the soul will indeed create a world for itself. However, it will soon realize that it only created mental images, until it eventually loses interest and realizes that it is in a miserable state at a new end to change its situation. Then it will also receive help. Yet even those who neither lived a good nor a bad life on earth cannot expect an enviable fate in the kingdom of the beyond. Admittedly, they will not be depressed by most profound darkness, yet their lack of knowledge will torment them, for they cannot understand why they are unable to see anything, unable to speak to anyone and yet exist. They will have little strength, and only when they think of me will it become a little lighter around themselves, and only then will my messengers of light be able to cross their path and help them to improve their situation, providing they allow themselves to be taught and let go of their previous attitudes. But blessed are those who won't have all these difficult experiences in the kingdom of the beyond, for whom the kingdom of light is open and who may take possession of all glories which the Father offers to his children in abundance because I, he, love them and now they also respond to my, his, love. Amen.